20 people have been killed and 26 others injured when a gunman opened fire on a crowded Walmart shopping complex in El Paso, Texas, Saturday. The shooting took place when a man identified as 21-year-old Patrick Crucius from Allen, Texas, near Dallas, allegedly went into the store with a semi-automatic rifle and started shooting. The Walmart was packed with shoppers taking part in a back-to-school sale. Texas Governor Greg Abbott expressed his sadness at the tragedy.
On a day that would have been a normal day for someone to leisurely go shopping, turned into one of the most deadly days in the history of Texas.
El Paso Mayor Dee Margo praised first responders and sought to allay the fears of the community.
El Paso was too strong to be broken by a cowardly act like this one. I want to assure the El Paso community that we are safe. We are safe.
President Donald Trump said on Twitter he had spoken to Texas Governor Greg Abbott and had pledged the total support of the federal government. El Paso, which has about 680,000 residents, is in West Texas and sits across the border from Juarez, Mexico. U.S. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper said Saturday he wants to see American ground-based intermediate-range conventional missiles deployed to Asia. Speaking to reporters on his first international trip as the head of the Defense Department, Esper said the weapons were important due to the great distances covered in the Indo-Pacific region. The United States previously was unable to pursue such missiles until it withdrew from the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty on Friday. This is VOA News. At least 600 people were arrested and several were beaten at an unauthorized protest in central Moscow Saturday. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has details.
Protesters were beaten on the streets of Moscow on Saturday as police cracked down on an unauthorized protest. More than 600 were detained, an independent monitor said, as they called for free elections. Among the arrested, prominent activist Lubov Sobol, pulled from a taxi moments before the demonstration was due to start and bundled into a van. She'd called on people to attend the protest, which authorities had warned was illegal. They say the timing and location of the demonstration had not been agreed in advance. Opposition activists say protests are repeatedly refused, leaving them no choice but to go ahead anyway. At a similar protest a week earlier, more than 1,000 people were detained, sometimes violently, and to widespread international condemnation.
David Doyle of Reuters reporting. Tens of thousands of people once again filled the streets of Hong Kong Saturday to protest the government's mishandling of its ongoing political crisis that has turned much of the city against Carrie Lam, its leader. Hong Kong police fired tear gas at protesters in Wong Tai Sin after some of them vandalized a police station. Police continuously fired several rounds of tear gas to push back a group of protesters who had thrown bricks at a police station and spray-painted inflammatory language on its outer walls. The protests had been mostly peaceful, although they increasingly featured skirmishes with police after some protesters refused to disperse at assigned times. The United States and the Taliban have officially started their eighth round of negotiations in Doha, with both sides indicating this round might result in a deal to end the longest U.S. war in history. There seems to be misunderstandings, however, about the content of the agreement by both the U.S. and the Taliban. The Taliban seem to view it as an agreement to withdraw foreign troops, particularly American forces, from Afghanistan. In return, they promise to ensure Afghan soil is not used for terrorism against any other country. Chief U.S. negotiator Zalmay Khalilzad views the deal differently, though, saying U.S. presence in Afghanistan is conditions-based, and any withdrawal will also meet that criteria. The negotiations are expected to continue on Sunday. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip hop, all the hits and more on VOA 1. VOA 1.
Me and Benjamin.